Reporting for KBIA, I'm Casey Murray. Experts in all corners of Missouri are seeing room for optimism in the fight against the coronavirus, thanks to a decline in new cases, decreasing hospitalizations, and other factors. Evidence suggests that the post-holiday spike is over and things are improving. The 7-day average for new cases reported Tuesday was about 27% lower than the previous 7-day average, according to the state's COVID-19 dashboard. Hospitalizations remain high, but are declining. Dr. Alex Garza of the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force says there are plenty signs of hope given the improvement at a time of year when illnesses tend to run high. Universities across the nation have developed their own COVID-19 dashboards to reflect how their students are being impacted by the virus. However, not all dashboards are as transparent as others, according to We Rate COVID Dashboards, a website run by a team of public health and data analytics researchers. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, the University of Missouri has been given a B- for their efforts by the site. The university lost points for lack of detail. Their dashboard doesn't feature data about students in quarantine or the number of students that have been tested. The school also didn't start including data about active student cases until October, and still doesn't have information about COVID-19 numbers since the start of the spring semester. A raise for Missouri statewide elected officials and lawmakers is close to taking effect. The state legislature has until Monday to block raises recommended by an independent citizen panel. A House committee yesterday passed a resolution to block the raises, but that leaves very little time for both the House and Senate to approve the resolution and stop the raises. The citizen panel recommended that lawmakers, the governor, and other statewide elected officials get a 5% raise. That would bring up most lawmakers' salaries by about $1,800. They are currently paid less than $36,000 a year. After Missouri was ranked last in vaccine rollout, Governor Mike Parson has expressed frustration with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data used to make the determination, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian. Parson said in a release yesterday afternoon that the data was being misrepresented by the agency. However, data from the CDC and from Missouri's new COVID-19 dashboard are nearly identical. Data from the state's dashboard reports that 4.5% of Missourians have been vaccinated, while the CDC data shows that 4.3% have been. This is again reflected in the numbers about who has received both doses of the vaccine. The CDC reports that 1.2% of the state is completely vaccinated, while the Missouri dashboard reports that 1.3% have. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.